Elliot.
Oh my God, it's number 12.
The Dirty Dozen.
The Dirty Dozen. Back to the instrumental the way it should be. I appreciate that.
Is that the way it should be or the way you like it?
After that failed vocal experiment you had.
Was it failed? Or again, is it just that you didn't like it?
We are in the house.
Literally.
And we're getting our real, I guess, uncle, aunt. Dude, what do you call it? It's not a guardian duty? So we guardians right now?
We have a guest in from California. That's the way I like to look at it.
We have a young life that we're responsible for right now.
Yes, for a whole 8 days. My niece, Ello's niece, my sister's baby girl, is in the house. Shout out to Parker Drew.
You going to say something, Park?
Hi.
Are you in the house?
Yeah.
Are you having fun?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of questions for you. You know? You got all the answers? What'd you do yesterday?
I came on from JetBlue. I came to New York, and we went to Blue Ribbon and had lunch.
Late lunch dinner. Uh huh.
And then we came back home, and I asked if I could go to bed at 12, but I went to bed at 10 or 11.
Yes. Yes, we did. And then what?
And then we went to the Children's Museum.
Which is exhausting me. I'm tired.
I'm tired. We should have done the podcast from there, quite frankly. There's a lot of things going on.
Parents. I don't understand. It's a whole other energy.
There's the Brooklyn Children's Museum in Crown Heights. It's really outstanding. It really is.
It's on a what? Brooklyn Ave and something?
St. Mark's. Yep. Yes.
Melt, yeah.
And then we went shopping.
We didn't go shopping yet.
We did not go shopping.
Yes, we did.
A little stuff.
Oh, yeah, we got a little tiny, like, Hot Wheels car for Hunter. Yeah, you made it seem like we were out here popping tags, though, Park. Seriously.
But that's what she wants to do the most, right, Park? What do you want to do the most?
There'll be no popping tags.
Shop and have fun with my aunt and uncle.
What kind of shopping do you want to do?
Clothes shopping.
No. Ooh. It's not happening, Park. If you could see her facial expression.
How old are you, Park?
6.
What year were you born?
2002.
What do you know about shopping?
My mom only takes me shopping and buy me toys and clothes and all kinds of stuff.
But you like clothes the best?
Yes.
What kind of clothes do you want in New York?
I don't know.
Why do you want to go shopping?
Because I get to buy new stuff and I get to see what they look like.
And you like to wear nice outfits?
Yeah.
And look cute?
Yeah.
You don't let no boys talk to you, though, right?
Elliot, please. Back on topic.
No boys can talk to Parker Drew ever.
Never, ever.
She's cute. So how are you, babe? I'm exhausted. Yeah, so this whole, like, being the guardian and taking the child and going out in public and feeding them and then, like, having activities and all that, it's a different energy. It's a whole different...
Yeah, we're beat down. We have nothing. How was your week, babe? We did have a life before Parker got here. How'd that go?
What have we done since the last podcast? We're not even doing this every week anymore. I'm lost. What's been going on in our lives, Sam? It's 2 weeks, right?
It's been 2 weeks. Because Sam was a little under the weather.
Oh,
because
it wasn't our fault last week.
Yeah, Sam was under the weather. You back on track,
yeah,
Sam?
Right.
You feeling good? Back in the game?
But Sam has this weird thing that I had. Everybody has this, like, nagging, like, fake cold, like, just run
fake,
down.
Fake being the operative word.
No, not like a big flu. Not like a big stupid fever. Like, more like an annoying, like, cough, just being tired. Your nostrils and all that.
I had it for a bit too. I had it last week and I was a little
under. What is that? It's like
under.
Nationwide
I always
cooties.
Just think it's from the...
the nationwide cooties.
That is
everybody
from
has.
The changing of the season. I feel like that's what it is. Like your body's been on this high alert for months and months and months, and then it gets a little warm, and then your defenses go down a little bit, and then the cold snaps back for 1 second. You're just not, you know, you're not ready for it, and it just,
and I just feel like
you get attacked.
Everybody's getting now, they're just passing it to each
other.
Oh,
I know, like I know, nasty. I do think it's gross. It's gross.
I think Brian has it now. Like, B-Dot's getting Let's sick. Just, it's like, now it's going to go right back.
You want me to go through my staff, babe, say who has it? Or?
You got the cooties? You got snitching your staff like that?
I don't know about the cooties now, but people are feeling a little under the weather. We're gearing up. It's about to be spring, and can I just say, I think it is spring already. It's technically spring, but I am just really, truly
not
ready
yet
for some heat, babe.
It's really cold.
I need 87. I need humidity. I need sundresses. I need heels with no tights. I need toes out. I need... You know
Are you
what I'm saying?
I need to take you on vacation.
I'm saying you need to take me on vacation.
Because we just spoke to our accountant and things are looking good for us, so you might have a little extra little
I think
there.
Good is a strong word.
That tax return came in.
Wait, I think
good. Right now?
I think.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Hello?
Elliot, please take calls on the podcast.
Say it again. No, you have the wrong number. This is Elliot Wilson. No problem.
That's how polite you act to people that you don't know?
I think you got it mixed up. I spoke to Carbone this morning, so I don't know if you got a name mixed up.
Oh, okay. It's them.
I am a member, yeah, but I'm not the one you're looking for.
All right, then.
Okay.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
All right.
Yeah, there was a mishap. Ego Trip is with the same companies. They were calling for Jeff, but they were calling me on the phone.
Special.
Basically. Ethnic Inc. Baby.
So what else is going on?
That was dope, though, because he calls it.
It's a call right on time.
No, but we did get our nice federal tax return.
Please, I don't talk about my personal business on the podcast, babe.
What, do we pay taxes?
Alex, please, it's personal, babe. We want other people to take it personal. I don't want
to
take it personal myself.
I want to encourage the nation to go out there and pay their taxes.
Please.
I didn't say how much our federal
tax return
was.
The deadline is when?
They got time to get it in. That's what I'm saying. We may inspire our family to come in and pay their taxes at the last minute. Or at least file an extension. Yeah,
I'll say one thing about me and Elliot and our taxes. 11. As soon as January 2nd gets here, oh, yeah, man, we're filing.
Parker, you know when you get old, you got to pay some taxes, right?
No.
You're not going to pay taxes?
I don't know.
I think you should think about it.
Okay.
All right. When you buy nice clothes at the place, they charge you extra. There's tax right there. Your little hat costs $9, like $9.25, a little tax on it.
What state is that, babe? What's
25 cents
on $9?
What is the upstate tax? What is the upstate tax?
That's some other state we don't live in. Yeah, babe.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a difference, yeah.
I don't even follow. But you know, people do, a lot of families pay their taxes.
Uh-huh.
And then they get a tax return. And that's the kind of money that they do traditionally use for vacationing.
True.
Right?
So I'm saying, we going or what's going on? I'm not trying to talk about the technicalities. I'm trying to talk about reservations.
I don't know, Parker, where would you go if you had a chance to go anywhere in the world, vacation, where it's nice? Where would you go besides cold New York to see your aunt and uncle?
Okay, we're going to get back to
Jamie.
Jamie,
look. Okay.
New York or Las Vegas?
Vegas.
Oh, living large.
Hawaii or
Hawaii?
She's been to Hawaii with her family.
You been to Hawaii? Is it nice? I never been.
I've been.
Yeah, you never take me. Why? It's a long trip.
It's not for you.
It's not for me.
It's not for you.
I got my homegirl SK Honda. I know people out
it's
there.
It's too nice for you.
The rappers are out there. Kanye's making music. Kid Cudi.
Yes.
There's a lot of rap going on. The Booyah Tribe at a concert
people,
out there.
People at Twitter wanted you to talk about the South Park thing with Kanye.
Oh, I swear to God, this sounds a little trifling. I haven't even watched it yet, honestly.
I have to be honest with you too. I haven't either.
But I'm not. In fairness, I've seen some South Park stuff in the past, and I get it, and they're smart and funny. But maybe because I have this Ego Trip bias, and I think I'm smart and funny, I've never really just jumped on the fan club and been like super duper into them. Like,
I'm not really with South Park either.
I'm a South Park head, blah, blah.
Are you
I heard they got him pretty good though. I'm sure I'll think it's funny, but I just haven't watched it yet.
Did you ever get into the Simpsons?
The early years. I didn't ride with it, but like a lot of my friends like are really riding. Like Ego Trip dudes, they love like Mal in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loves the Simpsons. But those kind of things, I love the beginnings of them. Like I love the first couple seasons, but I never stick with the program. I walk out of the movie. Yeah, this has been on forever. They still on the air, right?
Yep, still on the air.
Yeah, but they got him, and it's like, I guess then he reacted, and he took it on the chin. He felt like he had to react, and it's just become real impactful. I guess it's an impactful pop culture moment because they got him good, and, you know, everyone's just jumping on it, you know? I mean, I don't get into that. I don't get into Bill O'Reilly dissing Eminem. Like, I don't, like, what do you expect? Bill O'Reilly, like, doesn't like the new Eminem single. Like, I get it. Of course he doesn't like, and he's going to do his misguided view of whatever. And I guess his whole point was that he can't make fun of Hillary, so how can Eminem make fun of Sarah Palin, and he gets a pass, and basically, you know, some real hater stuff. Like, see, I'm not cursing. See, because Fox said,
I get to, hater oh! stuff.
Hater stuff.
Oh, you're not Bill cursing. Got that hater TV stuff going on. Okay.
Beep, beep, beep. But yeah, he's you know, he's an equal opportunity offender. So now, like, how could this guy now? It's not cool to diss Obama, but now everybody could diss Sarah Palin. I mean, you know, Sarah Palin's thing was more of a sexual innuendo anyhow. So
as got I covered Parker's ear. Oh yeah, she really missed all that. You
know, that's really what it was. But yeah, those are the big things on the internet besides Rap Radar, which is doing exceptional right now.
as is vibe.com, hot to death. Hot to death all day long.
You well, actually vibe.com interviewed the woman who played Sarah Palin in the Eminem video. Who's actually a
because we report, babe. That's what we do.
Adult entertainer of some sort, like Cover Parker's ears.
We report, babe. That's what we like to do.
You mean you actually like to interview the subject?
We do. We like to get on the phone and call people, babe, and see what's what.
What? You just don't take anything and convert it into a video player? Just in
not
motion?
All the time, man. Not all the time, but every once in a while we like to go in like that. Every once in a while.
I mean, that's a way to go. It's a way to think about
something
it.
Something different. A little old school. We try to keep it. We try to keep it a little old school.
You actually have interview tapes and all that?
We do. Digital files we do now, babe. We tried to join the 21st.
Fascinating stuff, babe.
So what's about, you know, I wanted to ask you because I know that you think that Cassie is fly.
Oh, the haircut.
What's going on?
That's the biggest thing on Twitter. It shut Twitter down.
What's
Twitter
going
exploded
on?
Yesterday.
What's while going
we,
on
while
with
we
that?
We were picking up Parker at the airport. Cassie got a haircut. I guess she got it that morning, and she shaved, what, half of the
so I was saying,
side of her head.
Are you brokenhearted? Are
sounds
you weepy?
Like a little desperate cry for attention in my book. I mean, I think it's good for her image to do something different, I guess. She's an attractive woman. Is she less attractive with this weird hairstyle? Yes, to me, yes, but she's still attractive.
Maybe she's just trying to stand out and do her.
Yeah, I think I think that's the whole point. It's like she's yet to figure out her place in the game, and you know, she's obviously down with Puffy, whether they want to claim that they're a couple or not, whether they really are a couple or not, you know. But it's got to be frustrating to be signed to a label and you keep promising to put a record out, you can't get a record out, and I just think she's trying to do things to kind of, you know, draw attention to herself, make herself stand out, and also keep herself inspired, you know? And I guess she woke up one day and said, you know, what's something different I could do with my hair? Something that stands out, you know?
I know you have those conversations with yourself.
I can't get the Beyonce weave, and, you know, do something different.
I know you have those conversations with yourself about your
hair
all the time,
babe. My hair's longer now because you won't let me get a haircut. Obviously, it makes, you know, your hair, where you wear your hair develops your image. It's a big part of your image and who you are.
So what's your image right now, babe?
I don't know. What do you think, Parker? I got wild curly hair like your brother, right, Hunter? Do you like my hair long like this? Or you want a haircut?
She looked at you crazy.
Yeah, deep thought. They can't see deep thought in the radio.
I don't know, babe. I feel like...
Uh-oh. Got something to say?
Trim your hair.
I will trim my hair, Parker, but Auntie Danny won't let me. She wants me to grow it long.
That's not true. You know what? I just feel like... I need for Cassie's record to come out. I was having a conversation
with
her.
Why doesn't it come out? Like, I don't even understand why records don't come out anymore. It's not old.
Okay, well, I was just about to say, I had a conversation with a certain rap star this week talking about records being held up and everything. And this particular gentleman told me sometimes you just don't have the record and you have to wait until you have the record. And my response in my own head was, it must be nice because at Vibe, with the magazine itself, have to come out at a certain time.
We'll
you have to.
And we
you
don't
can't always
no
go with the best that you want. Sometimes you have to go with the best that you have in terms of what your deadline is.
Exactly.
So I don't understand.
So basically there's no real deadlines in the music business, so that's why there's no...
I feel like...
records don't come out.
I don't know that there isn't real deadlines. I feel like who's in... It's someone's job to impose these deadlines. I think that the artists have more power now in the record business than they've ever had, something you've said before. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there was a time, I don't think that Berry Gordy was sitting around waiting on people to put albums out.
No, there was. We talked earlier, I think, on this podcast how the cycle was quicker. They expected 2 albums for a person in 1 year at least. Right. You know, you had to read the Franklin album every 6 months. Like, then the cycle became artists put out a new album every year, or maybe if you stretch it off a big album 2 years later.
Mm-hmm.
But anything past that seems like you just are off some weird hiatus. And like
what
after
is it?
5 years, Stevie Wonder's back. No, Stevie Wonder was putting out records 73, 74. Like, you know, he did Grammy big albums and he come right back. I don't know. I think it's, but I also feel like it's also the effect of the music business where people aren't going to sell records like they used to. Everybody wants to take their time with everything and try to make the big home run.
Putting out mixtapes and jumping on other people's songs and everything. So where is the impact when you finally put out your album? Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't think it works. I think that at the end of the day, you know, I think Cassie has a better single now than she's ever had. But now they're going to wait, what, 4 or 6 more months to it and then put it out? Like, I don't know how that's going to help her or anybody. I just feel like at a certain point, I was reading somewhere, somebody was saying that I don't understand why Rick Ross's album isn't out yet. With all this controversy, like, the more we wait, I mean, I guess it's coming out next Tuesday now, but shouldn't it have been out? You know, like, what was the point of really pushing it that far back, another month? Yeah. You know, he had the height of his whole situation, like,
feature,
you know? Maybe? Yeah. But just, then you start putting all these weird mixtape freestyles of different beats. Here's Rick Ross rhyming over Crack a Bottle. Like, who cares? Like, you know.
Yeah. I don't understand it.
I just think it's a lot of overthinking because the business is so bad. And I think that people have that Lil Wayne dream that they're going to put out the record that's still going to sell like the old days and change the status quo.
Do you think Rick Ross has any chance of that, Ben? Do you think Rick Ross has any chance of that?
Rick Ross has any chance of what? I think Rick Ross is projected to do... I think in at least 250 first week, maybe in the 300s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, you think that's true?
I think he'll do at least 200. I think, mm-hmm. which is good in this climate. Jada's numbers they're a little higher. They say he might do around 100. I mean, that's obviously the Def Jam machine behind it. That's a little surprising.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jim Jones came in low. Bow Wow came in low.
Yeah, why did Bow Wow come in low? I felt like the buzz was good on this record, actually.
I don't know. I think the first single was good, the TLC bite, but I just feel like I don't know. I just think he's in that weird in-between phase where I think he's kind of lost the kids at this point. You know, he's grown. You know, it's like he's not the kid anymore. So he's not Mr. 106 in Park. I mean, I don't watch 106 in Park. But
yes,
I don't
you
know
do.
If
it's your favorite show.
I don't know
show.
If his videos are still number one. I just feel like he's got some girls screaming for him, but I think he's obviously, as he gets older, he's losing that anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's yet to really...
But he's back with Jermaine and everything. This is supposed to be like the big moment. Yeah, he's back with Jermaine.
But Jermaine's not hot. That's the problem.
Ooh, ouch. Wow. Okay. Wow.
Wow. Is that a secret?
Wow. Say it again. Say it again for the people who didn't hear it in the back,
Jermaine
babe.
Jermaine is not hot. Newsflash. Janet Jackson is not hot.
Wow. Is this the who's not hot moment in the show? Let's go, babe. I mean,
that'll take up the whole podcast.
Let's go and give me 3 more, babe.
You're not hot.
Who's not hot?
I mean,
did you say I'm not hot? Did you just say, wait, hold on. Did you just say you're not hot, meaning Danielle's not hot?
No, I didn't say that.
I was about to say, I'm about to go ahead.
I'll
look for the Quark. Oh, you got jokes? Go ahead, EJ.
You can speak what?
I said it by mistake.
Freudian slip out here. Go ahead. Let's go.
One of the few magazines that's got a hot iron.
One of the few.
I got you.
Let's go. Who else is a hot, sir? Who else is a hot?
No, but somebody that was hot with singles. Let's go back to you. As much as we praise the brother and we give him his kudos, when he does good, Flo Rida, 55,000 the first week.
Wow.
Let me just say
for the record too that I really was thinking it was going to go a whole other direction.
That's
with
surprising
that.
To me.
Yeah.
So I get it. You like his songs, and you don't want to buy his album. Okay.
Yeah, you just want to buy the single, download the single, dance to the single. So you don't want to buy the
that's
album.
That's got to be frustrating if you're an artist. Your whole point, the record company tells you, is you have to make hit records. You make hit records. You walk down like the king of Zamunda, and there's flowers in your feet. Everything's great. Just make some hits. This guy making hits and it doesn't translate. So
who
really,
was that who made no
image.
Singles available? Who did that?
Who
did? Does anyone ever do no single is available? Like
no
you
single.
Can't buy the single. You
well,
have
Jay-Z
like yeah, that's
the
what
American
I thought.
Gangster, yeah, he you couldn't buy. Well, with iTunes, you could always buy. Most cases, not buy the whole album and buy individual songs. So people like Jay-Z and I think other examples have taken stands where you with a new album you can't buy individual songs from my album. You have to buy the whole album.
Did it work
for
him?
Done that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I mean, but I don't think it helped him, and I don't think it hurt him. I think the record did what the record was going to do, and I don't think he's an iTunes-driven artist anyhow.
Mm.
So I think it was easier for him to take that stand, obviously. But I don't know. I think something like with Flo Rida, again, I think it does hurt him because I guess I think people legally, we always talk about this a lot too, how most people do legally just buy music. They go to iTunes Music, they spend 99 cents, and they buy the single. So I feel like with Flo Rida, maybe that's a stance he should take, because if you had the only way you could get his hit singles was buying his album and not just download his singles, maybe he'd sell better albums. So in that case, you know, maybe that's what he needs. You know? Because I feel like people are legally buying Flo Rida's singles, but they're not buying the album, obviously. You know, it's a different ballgame. Are you looking up Twitter questions?
Yeah, I'm looking up Twitter questions. Well, I guess a dude named at Quimby had a bunch of questions, but one of them is...
I don't know about this. Oh, Somali Pirates. I don't know about the Somali Pirates.
That's because you don't really mess with CNN. CNN is like not...
But I know it's the rapper, the Kanan, his name's Kanan, right?
Uh-huh.
I remember when Kanan, and I think Angela Yee just put out the footage of it. She interviewed him on a show where I came up there with B-Dot to announce Rap Radar, and they were talking about that. He's kind of pro it, I guess, right?
Which is he said it's much more complicated than the Somali Pirates.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember I sat in for that interview, and I think she released it now because it's so relevant. But
yeah.
Can you educate me briefly? Because I just don't
know. No, babe, I can't educate you briefly. and I'm not out here pretending to be an expert.
Can you educate
me
briefly?
Say this. I was watching it on the... Parker television said,
why
am I
being
when
mean
I
was. Auntie Danny? Was I being mean, Auntie Danny? Oh, when I said his name? I'm sorry. I won't be mean, Auntie Danny.
Auntie Danny nice.
She's nice and pretty, ain't she?
Yeah.
Okay.
I gave her
$1
before the
show. I won't do that, Parker.
EJ, so I was watching the Somali thing, and dude escaped. And he was trying to swim to freedom. And it didn't work. Yeah, the captain that stayed.
Swim to freedom?
Yes, he's being held captive on a boat, and he escaped, and he was swimming to freedom, but it wasn't successful. The thing that I don't really know enough about the politics to go too deep into it, but the thing that I think about every time I see it on CNN is imagining myself in that situation, and would I have it together, and would I have it together enough really to attempt escape? And then when I was really asking myself that, I was thinking to myself, yes, most definitely I would. I definitely would attempt escape. If there was an opening of any kind, even with the fear of guns in my back, then Dan's going to have to die.
We always talk about Danielle's fascinated with slavery. Slavery often comes up.
I'm not fascinated with slavery. It's just I don't choose to act as if slavery didn't exist. I like for slavery just to be a normal part of conversation as anything else in American history is a normal part of conversation, whether it's the Revolutionary War or the Depression or anything. I always feel like when slavery comes, I don't know why you got me on this, because you know it's my favorite topic.
No, go ahead, because we never discuss it on our podcast, right?
I just feel like slavery should be discussed like everything else is discussed, like it's just a regular part of American history. Like, I feel like we talk about the Depression all the time on TV because it's so relevant right now because of the recession, but whenever we talk about what's going on with African Americans in this country today, as soon as somebody says, well, you know, perhaps this is a remnant of slavery, everybody's like, oh my God, they're playing the race card, they're bringing up slavery. It's like, perhaps it's relevant to the discussion.
So Parker should
and
know
I
about
honestly
it,
think
Parker
that
should be
those
taught.
People that lived as slaves were people with lives and loves and songs and farms and marriages and kids. And I'm just not going to sit up and act like all those people just didn't exist. You know, I just, why did you get me on slavery when, you know, I always bring slavery up in conversation. I always say stuff like, what's going on? Be like, you know me, following that North Star to freedom. That's what I'm saying.
Why do you act like everybody says it all day?
I mean,
kids,
I think it's...
Do you want the kids taught slavery?
I just feel like there's things from slavery that we can claim as things that are just ours. I like the idea of people following the North Star to freedom, getting out there with no map. What's stronger than that? No map of any kind, a lot of people. Some people have hurt maps written on the back of their hand, on the back of some old piece of parchment paper or something, and they just were like, they want a freedom so bad, they're just... following I wouldn't know the North Star right now if you pointed it out to me. And people were just like, boom, I believe that is the North Star, and I will be following that. It might get me to Connecticut. It might get me to Canada. It might get me to California. But I'm following the Freedom. It's incredible to me. It's incredible. I claim all those people in all their lives, each and every one of them. Mom, why'd you get me on this topic?
No, because that don't you talked about the rebellious.
Oh, yeah. Dan Dan's jumping ship. There's no question. Dan Dan's swimming.
Side of it.
Absolutely. I will say this, and this is what makes me think it, and not to get into a weird conversation, but, you know, when I was young and still living in Oakland, I got mugged. You know the story. I got mugged, and it was a bad mugging where the guy had me. I wasn't sexually assaulted, but the guy was going in that direction, and he had my hands tied behind my back with this cable, face down in this ivy stuff over my face, all this crazy stuff, and he was trying, then he tried to force me in his car, and I was having this conversation with myself in the moment of him trying to get me in his car and me resisting getting in his car was, I'm just not getting in the car, and if I'm going to die, it's going to be in the process of getting into the car, not someplace else. It's where I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I know what's happening right now. I don't know what's happening 10 minutes, an hour from now. So I got out of the cable. It wasn't tied super, super tight. I don't want to act like I'm Wonder Woman out here. But when I was running down the street away from him, he said, B-I-T-C-H, don't you know I will shoot you in your back? I wrote about this for The Guardian a long, long time ago, but for the San Francisco Bay Guardian. But when he was saying that to me, my mind was going crazy, but I was just thinking, even in that moment, then that's what it's going to have to be right now, not again at some other place where untold horrors could exist. That's why I think if I was on that boat, Dang Dan would have to swim. And I'm a decent swimmer, not a good swimmer, but I feel like I would get my swim on. I just really would get my swim on. So I don't know enough about the politics of the situation to really sympathize with either side. As Sam was just saying, it's an extremely, extremely complicated situation. Politics on that continent are, we're all so uneducated about it. Like, and country to country, it's its own thing. But the dude that was in captivity, though, jumping into the ocean, trying to swim to safety. When I saw that, when I was in the bank, I was just standing there with my mouth open. Well, no, but they were standing there saying it was happening in that moment. That was the day Parker was coming, because I was running around doing those errands Friday. And I was reading the caption. I couldn't even hear what was being said. So I don't even know what they had. But they were just, it just said, he was trying to swim to safety, but they caught him and brought him back. How's that not going to bring up images of slavery in my head? That's crazy. You hate when I talk about slavery. No. And I know why. You know why?
Because I'm light-skinned?
You have. You have. You have, babe. Let's call it what it is, babe. You have. Me and Parker sitting up here at least three-quarter. You know what I'm saying? And you never talk about your background on the podcast? Your racial background? Your racial background. Let's go in, babe. He asked. What is it?
Black Ecuadorian Greek.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Parker over here, you know, we're African-American, claiming that.
Are you African-American, Parker?
Claiming that Filipino also that we rarely claim, but.
What you know about your Filipino roots?
Yeah, he keeps it real African American. Outside of the hair, he keeps it real African American.
No, I just think, I mean, yeah.
That's the only thing you could tell, you could see with me and Parker's hair, that there's something else going on. But in our family, even though I had my Filipino great grandmother and everything until I was in my 20s, it's just nothing about Filipino that we really keep, except for the, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We don't really keep up with the culture.
No, bowls. Remember the bowls?
We do like a lot of rice in our family. Well, I guess there are some small
bowls
things, because we keep it very,
bowls?
Not to generalize, but we keep it somewhat Asian in that everyone in our family has a rice cooker. We're very, very out of a bowl with it. And this is all just from my great grandmother, you know what I mean? And my great grandfather. Shout out to Pedro Juanillo Belugo and Dorothy Belugo from the beautiful islands of the Philippines. But yeah, mostly we keep it pretty African American in terms of culture. But in your house, it's different only because I didn't have any, like, you have an actual mother that is,
watch it.
Berta is of a different, I'm not mad, it's my mother-in-law. I love Berta all day. I'm just saying it's different.
Race. She's just so weirdo. Berta's an alien. Like,
he always says this about his mother. Yes.
She's very Queens?
Yeah.
Greek and Latina?
Yeah.
She's more Queens than anything, I guess. Yeah,
she's very Queens. And then your dad is just from Georgia.
he moved when he was 8 or 9. He's like, he's down south. He's from New York, too. My whole existence is very New York, which is what you can't stand. I was born in New York. I'm a native New Yorker. Everything. New York.
It's funny, in California, the Asian black thing is really common. And then now, more so, though, it's more black and Mexican. Much more common.
Black and brown.
Yep. Yeah, it's much more like that.
You trying to work that out now? You had some problems out there. You're working that out?
So I think it can be safely known as a love-love-hate-hate relationship.
It's still a little funky out there.
Love-love-hate-hate. No doubt about it. Okay, now, at Elite Music wanted to know, how do we feel about name-dropping on Twitter? Parker's yawning, so we might want to pick it up a notch. She's like, slavery, Parker? Filipino.
Can we name-drop Parker on the podcast?
What is
that? What are we name dropping? What do you mean? The weird name dropping?
No. What do you just think about name dropping in general on Twitter?
Oh. No, I think it's what we talked about before. It's the famous people having really bad conversations with each other, no? Why would they name dropping? What do you mean? Like, mentioning other famous people?
Yeah.
I think it's about scoring points, and I think the whole point of Twitter is the community that if you're... Like, Angela Yee's brought a lot of people to Twitter. I think the whole thing is... The name-dropping part comes in where everyone feels the sense that once they're discovering on their own that Twitter's cool, then wanting credit for bringing all these other people on. You know what I mean? And that then you want all your friends that are cool to be on it, too. Like, every day a new rapper's on there. Like, a new rapper, a new entertainer. I think Mike Kaiser, who goes by Little Burger on Twitter.
Wow, blowing people up on Twitter.
He's like, say hi to my girl Lauren London on Twitter. Welcome her to Twitter. Like, you know, all that stuff. Like, I don't do that. Have you ever done that? Have you ever welcomed anybody to Twitter?
I really don't. No, I know that I did welcome somebody. Shout
not
out,
like a celebrity.
Shout out to my cousin Amorette in Atlanta. Yes,
no, I
did welcome Amorette.
If you know a celebrity, I think you got your celebrity friend to join Twitter. Like, if you're Kaiser and you're going, everybody, shout out, look up the Lauren London on Twitter. Then it's, you know, that's a little name droppery. But that's because you're trying to score points.
And also, Twitter, you have to do that.
Yeah, so that that's an automatic name drop.
Yeah, it's built off names. I just think it's another person probably a little disgruntled that Twitter has become so infested with us type of people, level of fame, and real stars. No, seriously, there's different levels. I think that people...
Again, I just have this... You know, I just feel like...
Celebrities have invaded Twitter and there's no turning back, basically.
Yeah, it's the neighborhood that you build for yourself, though. It's the neighborhood that you build for yourself.
Just block them. Block them.
There's no blocking.
Have you blocked anybody?
I've blocked, I think, 2 people.
You unfollow a lot. Danny doesn't play.
You always say that.
You're an unfollow queen.
This is the thing. I use Twitter so much for my personal enjoyment as well as my professional enjoyment, but I think the percentage for me is probably 70 to 30 personal enjoyment to professional enjoyment at Danimo. So I don't want, there's a lot of things I deal with in my professional persona that I don't want or feel like dealing with in my personal persona. So if people say things, it doesn't have to be it.
Oh, Parker, not writing out a question.
Not on wood. People don't really say anything. You know, I don't really get a whole lot of ish about me personally, that at least that I see. But sometimes there's just people talking about things that either bring me down or rain on the kind of parade I'm trying to have on any given month. And I'm just not that into it.
I got one beep boy calling me a beep, and that pisses me off.
See, but you, as we always say, you're different at your Twitter.
I have confrontational Twitters lately. Like, people now, it's like, they just want to, I think because Rap Radar's rolling now, they want to take a shot at me, and just Twitter, you know, that's the thing, it's the instant access, whether it's Twitter or whatever, it's that now you can get your message to someone directly, and you know we at the very least will read it, that it's going to get to that person. It's like, Like, you, it's not that you have to prank call anybody anymore. The prank call era is gone. You just have to prank people. Now you ain't got to prank nobody. I'll take Parker's questions. What's she asking?
She doesn't have a question.
But you know what I mean? There's no prank calls anymore. You can get an access. You can say something crazy to Lala. You can scare her Twitter. And she'll either block you after you say the one crazy thing. But people have access now. So, I mean, that's what you have to roll with. We're in a very accessible world.
Yeah, I get people that say crazy stuff to me. Sometimes about me. Sometimes just about things that I care about. Or people say things that I feel are... have an IST at the end of them that I don't really IST. Want in my world. Sexist, racist, or an ICS for homophobic.
Wow. So that's what they say, IST?
Or, you know, things like that that, you know, I'll deal with, I'll report on, I can have complicated conversations about, but Twitter isn't really a place for a real complicated conversation. So I'm not trying to hear some stuff. I'm not trying to hear some stuff. And people say stuff, you know, sometimes sideways about me or whatever, but, you know, when your name, you know, when your name's in the paper about things, or people have said, I mean, I've had things said about me online and in the paper and stuff like that, that my feelings still get hurt, but not to the degree that, say, it used to, you know, 5-8 years ago. Or.
But you can't really go back and talk crazy to them, really. I feel like that's... people do that to me to see if I'm going to really talk crazy to them.
Because that's your
and
reputation.
And I take the bait and I go crazy back at them and be like, oh, they were crazy.
Yeah, because as long as I'm in my, you know, in my position at Vibe Magazine, as I always say, I'm representing every reader of that magazine when I open my mouth on a lot of levels. So I can't just be out here just talking the
you
way.
What the home you're going
to
make
talking. I can't talk on Twitter the way I talk to you at home all the time, is what I'm saying. Can't just go wild with the profanity and defensiveness and hurt feelings or
yeah,
anything
curse,
like that.
Yeah, I feel muzzled. Like, yeah.
It's different with a child in the house. There's no doubt about it. Have you heard a song this week that you've liked, babe? We're keeping it positive. I'm wondering.
Maybach music. That
you like that? Maybach music?
That leaked out. The Asher Roth song where he's talking about Eminem and his thing. What else do I like? Some good rap, you know. Some good
what
rap
else?
Rick, I heard the Rick Ross album. I think it's pretty good. As advertised. Mm-hmm. The production's really strong.
Mm-hmm.
What else have I heard this week? There's some good rap coming out.
You think it's going to be a big summer?
I don't know about that. People don't really do nothing this summer. I think it'll probably be a big fall, maybe. Nobody wants to own the summer.
What happened to the concept of a summer banger? I thought that was what happened to that.
I don't know. Why are you looking at me all crazy?
I think
it lost its luster. I think because the record label industry started gearing more towards they make the most money putting stuff out fourth quarter.
Right.
So it started shifting to star pack fourth quarter, the Leroy Cohen style, where I'll give you a Jay-Z album, a DMX album, and a Ja Rule album, December, 1 week apart, you know, buy it for Thanksgiving, buy it for Christmas, that thing. So I think it took away. You know, we grew up in an era where it was like Source Magazine had like the summer Jeep records and all that. So I think it kind of got dictated by the business of it, and I feel like everybody kind of went through the motions and just get up to it. If it doesn't come out in the last quarter of the year, it doesn't matter. Like it doesn't have the same value. Like your record number one in May doesn't mean as much as your record number one in November. So Danny doesn't agree. But I think that's what it is. Yeah.
It's not that I disagree. It's just that I need a summer banger. I need a big song for the summer. I need something that, you know, everybody to be on the same page with one song. I like for everybody to like what they like, but I like it when everybody's like that. That's everybody's jam. You know what I mean? When the song that's everybody's jam.
I think that last one that had that record, I don't know if it was summer, but I remember when we were dating and we went to somebody's party, and I can't forget, and they drew on Usher, yeah, and you were dancing with everybody. I was working with XXL and blah, everybody was just dancing. It was clearly that it was Usher's time, and that record was a smash.
Yes, yes, where is that?
And you had to give it up.
Love that song, too.
I think Shaheen wrote something recently about the anniversary, because I guess it was 5 years ago now that Confessions came out.
Yeah.
So I think Yeah was kind of out during summer, if I remember, and I think that probably was the last one where that you had that universally, like, this
yeah.
is the record.
What's up with Lil Jon right now?
He's out here struggling.
Man.
He's making bad move after bad move. I just want to say something, Lil Jon. You're over, buddy.
That's so nice, Ellie.
So nice. Tell Lil Jon he's over. Overload guy.
No, she's not. Don't put Parker in no beef. You don't do that, Elliot.
She said it's not nice, Parker.
It's not nice. Oh, it's not nice. It's not nice. That's because she's from my side of the family. She knows what's what. She knows the power of diplomacy. She wanted to give a shout out to her brother.
Oh, you want to talk about your brother? Who's your brother? Sorry about your brother.
I'd like to give a shout out to my brother, Hunter, who's in California. I miss you. I love you. And have a great Easter.
All right.
Aren't you the sweetest?
Isn't she? We need to go to Mass tomorrow. We always talk about it. We never do. We really do. We have a child in the house. We need to go.
I don't think Parker wanted to go to church, though, actually.
You don't want to go to church tomorrow? Parker. Sign of the cross. What's going on with you out here? Okay, here's a real specific question for you, Uncle Elliot.
Oh, no.
I think it's funny, too, by the way, that Parker calls you Uncle L, like your LL Cool J.
Yeah, why is she over there sitting like I'm Uncle? Well, she called me Uncle L at first.
Uncle L, and now it's Uncle L.
She's calling you Auntie D, though. What's up with that?
Yeah, I thought I was Auntie Danny. What happened to Auntie Danny?
I like to call you Auntie D.
Auntie D's better? All right, I'm right. They always say the best nicknames are the ones other people give you, right, Sol?
So she's Auntie D and I'm Uncle Ella or Uncle L?
Uncle L.
Yeah.
Uncle okay.
L, Uncle L.
You like
Uncle
that? L. Yeah, that's her.
How we doing in the 90s?
Okay, so look here. How do you feel? This is from at Sirabeats or CS Sirabeats. In any case, how do you feel about the electro house and Baltimore club influence on hip hop today?
Oh, man. Good question.
Go in, babe.
Well, I think it's got Puffy making an electronic dancey kind of record. I think What's the one that was the Swizz has a new freestyle where he's rhyming over the one. You know, on the Angela show, that wake up song that we do, the wake up. I heard B-Dot was telling me that's an old Baltimore club thing. I don't even know what it is. But Swizz Beats has a new freestyle where he's rhyming over it. And what's the other one? There's another recent one. I'm drawing a blank that's bitten off of.
Peanut butter jelly.
No, but there's like a rapper who's doing something that's very Baltimore clubby. Oh, the DJ Class, I'm the Ish. And Kanye West jumped on and did a remix of that. Mm-hmm. So that's big right now. Mm-hmm. DJ Enough in New York on High 97, he plays a lot of it. I mean, I just think it speaks to the hit record, you know, side of it. And I think that, you know, there's still active club scene. I mean, if you listen to the radio, all these DJs, DJ Envy, Flex, they do 2 gigs a night. Like, now the DJs don't do 1 gig. DJs are like, I'm going to be in Jersey tonight, and I'm finishing it off in Queens at 2 a.m. here. So I just think people, you know, in this economy, people are still going out to clubs, wanting to escape the sadness of the recession and everything. The people still go to the movies. And people still go to clubs and they want to get their dance on. So I just think I think we're embracing other movements and other genres and cultures that push like party scene and dancing and interactiveness. So I think we're trying to now take pieces from Baltimore and different other areas.
I mean, I think people forget that hip hop came out of a recession. Hip hop came out of one of the worst times, and you know what I mean? It was Reaganomics, it was you know, it was people
Ed
were
Koch.
Broke. Height of the crack. You
how
know,
am I doing?
Every other Koch. Person it seemed like was addicted to crack, and it was crack wars.
Well, we feel like
and,
there's no good movies out, but movies are doing great, right? Everyone goes to the movies. Like,
yeah,
box office is
but
like,
I'm just saying, you never know when some kind of new art form is going to come out. I feel like when people are hurting, that you got to have some kind of release for the pain. You know what I mean? You got to have some kind of... You get together and talk about what can we do? I know stuff is jacked up, but what can we do? And that's what hip-hop came out of.
We could party at Q-Tip's birthday party last night that we didn't go to.
That's because
at
we
Santos.
Have a child. Yeah, did you hear anything about it?
I heard it was a jamming event.
Did you really?
Yeah, Q-Tip was there. It was his party.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope.
No, Puffy came out, Jay, Beyonce.
Oh, that's nice. Why didn't we go?
Consequence, he was there.
Why did we go?
Bodyguards,
why did Sam?
Nah,
say, why did Sam say Consequence is always there? That's so just. That was Sam. That was Sam.
He's
ubiquitous. Because we never go to the jamming events. I was just too tired, honestly.
I was too. It's not that we never go to the jamming events.
We don't go to jamming events. Parker, don't let her tell you anything else. We don't go to any of the jamming events. Parker's gonna go to a party. You wanna tell her the party she's going to this week? Or it's a secret?
No.
Alright, it's a secret.
Yes.
A secret. But no, we didn't go. But I'm saying that party's known for being popping and people going away and escaping all the dramas of the world.
Uh-huh.
You listen to Q-Tip get his DJ on at Santos, and it's a hot ticket on Friday nights.
Oh, I'm sorry we missed it. Shout out to Q-Tip on his birthday week.
Kamal is, I think he's 39.
Is
he? Older than me.
Are you sure?
By a year. Or is he the same age as me? 38?
I don't know. I'm just playing. I have no idea.
You trying to make him
40? I'm just saying happy birthday to my man. That's all. I'm just saying happy birthday out here.
You're very suspicious of people of their ages, aren't you?
I'm really not, babe. Not at all.
Oh, boy.
I'm not. So what else you got?
I don't know. Oh, somebody hit me up with auto-tune. Dead or here to stay? Are people still doing auto-tune?
I don't know. I feel like it's over.
DJ Franchise.
What's it called? Was auto-tune.
Oh, I didn't listen to you. The Mafia music?
Yes.
Oh, no. And then Game's verse where he dissed Bishop Lamont was auto-tune.
Are people out
That's
here?
A new thing. You have to make a diss record through auto-tune. You want to be part of auto-tune? Now you have to do a battle record and be rapping.
Why is Bishop Lamont getting dissed?
Because I think, well, the Game's verse was kind of dissing him as Dre's boy. And I think Game is still mad of his... Salty about his separation with Dr. Dre and the way that whole thing went down. And, you know, I think he misses the doctor. The doctor in his life. He can't go see the doctor.
Do people ever have the logic that, okay, I'm rapper A, and I feel like I'm about to diss rapper B, who's really not that famous.
Why am I putting
him on blast and blowing him up and making even more people know about him than if
I think people like I to said keep nothing. People down. I think people like keep things with that. I think rappers go for easy targets, I think, honestly. And I think they're more suspicious and more scared of the people on the come up that could take their spot than going after somebody else. They're quicker to kiss so-and-so's butt. Like, I don't like Wayne, but I'm going to act like I'm cool with him because he's in this position and I respect that. So even though I think he's a chump, I'm going to be cool with him. But if I'm the West Coast rap supreme and everybody's talking about the underling West Coast guy who's not on my level and saying Bishop Lamont's the future, then I'm going to keep him down because I don't want him to take my spot. So I think they tend to be more paranoid and look behind him instead of looking above
him. Isn't it more the power move to, if you're superstar rapper A, to act as if that person maybe doesn't exist?
Yeah, that's a school of thought.
It's more passive aggressive, I guess.
Yeah, though. I think some people have taken that strategy on, but I think sometimes we have so many underlings that know each other. Something might have happened where Bishop's boy ran into Game's boy and said something greasy, or this one said whatever. So a lot of times with that, it's the pettiness of just it takes one conversation. Just like I was talking about the other day, it takes like with exclusives and all the stuff on the internet, like we have this and this is promised to us and we're getting this first. It takes one person to screw something up. Like, if you sent the file you wasn't supposed to send, then everybody has it at this point. But it takes one person to screw it up. It takes one person to gossip and say, you know, Bishop was talking mess to you. Like, I was off in Nickerson, and I was over here, and he stomped your cousin out and said, you was a sucker, and da da da. It takes that one thing to start it off. So most times when people are saying something, it's like you don't even know the behind the scenes. You don't know the behind the scenes of, like, Khaled, you know, obviously having beef with 50 Cent all that time and not wanting 50's records played and encouraging it, and that said that way, and then 50's camp says this, and then Rick Ross makes a record and draws a jab at 50. But there's a backstory to it. It's not like it came out of nowhere. It's that Khaled and G-Unit have had this quiet beef for a long time because of Fat Joe, because of XYZ. And Khaled obviously is an influential DJ. And of course, if a Southern DJ calls up and says, hey, Khaled, what you think of that Young Buck? Should I play it? Cal's going to be like, don't play that. You know, them guys are chumps. Don't play that, blah, blah. So, you know, it's that kind of thing. It's just the very gossipy nature of the whole business that I'm sure in Game Circle, he's tired of hearing about Bishop Lamont being up under Dr. Dre and being the next guy who's going to be the star. And he's trying to kick him while he's down. Down in the sense of now, the whole drama where Vlad ran the rumor saying
dropped?
That he got dropped.
Yes, he's dropped.
And then
he did
a video saying it. And then I finally got a good person at Interscope to confirm that he really was dropped. So Vlad, in a lot of ways, was vindicated, even though people don't like Vlad and say he's not a journalist and yada, yada, yada. And I'm not saying he handled it the best way, but I kind of helped him out by getting it confirmed officially. And we haven't heard from Bishop Lamont since. So we don't hear anything from Bishop Lamont once it's really confirmed that he was dropped and Game puts out a diss record the next day.
Right.
So it just seems like a really crazy coincidence. But you know, but he's auto-tuning this. I guess back to the original points. Auto-tune dead? Probably not. It seems like auto-tune is segueing now that you're making diss records through auto-tune, which I don't know how tough you sound rhyming through auto-tune. I'm going to kick your butt. Like all that?
No, please.
He's a sucker.
You're lucky I don't have my iPod, or I get you in a game and name that tune again. I'm not even.
You got YouTube. Just go to YouTube. Go ahead. Play. Cypher and Rosemary used to play this. Go to YouTube.
I didn't know that.
And type in whatever you want to play. They used to do some wine ups.
Like, they used to do guess the BPM.
What's that mean, guess the BPM?
I don't even know that. The DJ thing.
Why are you always saying I don't know stuff?
Because I don't know this. Like, how many beats per minute the song is? Like 120? Because they're DJs, so that background is that they would
listen to
music.
I would never act like I didn't know. I'd just be like, 111.
I think Dave wants to play some music because we have running music all day.
Okay, wait a second. I know.
If you go to YouTube.
I'm going to YouTube. Kind sir. Seriously.
This is Sam's nightmare. Wait, Sam has a question.
Universal. They just cut a deal.
Yeah, YouTube Universal just cut a deal.
I tweeted about that.
Do we know the
yeah.
details of it?
No.
Is it a big deal, Sam?
I think it's a big deal because Warner was like, we're taking all of our stuff off.
Yeah.
Right? Leo and them were like, no, we're not.
Leo's always battling. Yeah.
But I think Universal, if Universal acknowledges that YouTube is going to make or break them enough for them to cut a deal,
yeah.
then it might have to pressure.
So then what's Leo and Atlantic going to do?
That's what I'm just wondering.
They're holding out.
Why are you looking?
Why are you cutting a check? I saw the granddaddy I used.
Oh, man.
Why'd you point at
you
me?
You cheat.
Parker told me.
You cheat. Seriously, you cheat.
No, you didn't. I'm just playing.
You get your cheat on when it comes down to this type of stuff. You really do.
Well, we're playing Name That Tune?
We were playing Name That Tune, and yes. Why isn't my... Oh, this used to be my jam right here.
Sugar Free?
The rap is so smooth.
Trying to jump ahead?
Wait, let me see.
Turn the mic a little so Sam doesn't have any edit problems.
I think we're about to get to it.
Yo, this song has like a 2.5 minute intro before you get to the lyrics, right?
It's incredible, but it's worth it because the actual rap is hot.
Let me explain. I like living my life to the fast lane, partying.
Let me explain. I like living my life in the fast lane, partying all
MC Rel, the house rockers.
I need more than one.
It's like all fake rock and rapping. Like MC Rel.
I don't need no relationship. It may sound like a diss, don't believe you. 30 seconds line, come out. I know this isn't it.
I really like you a lot. You sound a little like Rakim, though, right?
A little. I like you, but I like others too.
The heartaches, the breaks, the pain.
Here's the part about the sex part.
Give me some bed and a whole lot of free.
Parker didn't hear that.
Parker didn't hear that. Commitment, parties,
ladies, and beer. Look up MC Rel in the house rockers. Just see if they're on there. He looks like him, too, right? Is it on there? Is it MC Rel? I mean, MC Rel on YouTube?
Right now.
R-E-L-L. He looked like Rakim, and he sounded like Rakim. It's incredible. You remember that, Sam?
No, I remember Rel.
Is that Rel? Oh, there's no picture there. Bass. There's no picture. I think he made a real video, too.
And Mercury Records in the house, dang.
Yeah, he's on Mercury.
Beat. They believe in a long intro back in the day. So
beat.
I'm not really up on MC Rel. I will give you that.
Boy.
Everybody wants to rap or be a singer. Tired of working on that job and trapping fingers. The boss
similar. It's all Rakim, though. All this is Rakim.
He look like him, though. There's no video with him in the field.
I don't know, babe. I'm not really getting my true YouTube search on as you do, babe. I want to at least get at least one name that's in there.
From James Brown. To get a contract signed and blessed and ran to the Benz dealer, but he says not yet. He can't understand. Well, let me explain. See, this is the life.
Okay, what is it? That right there that you were making me listen to was not the jam.
It was her?
It was her.
What you want to hear, Park? You got a song you want to hear?
What's a rap song that I want to hear right now? I was so into my Granddaddy IU, I don't even really know what to do about it. Forget it. I'm not going to
Parker got shout out. Go
not
do
into
one.
It. No.
Shout out, Park.
I can't think.
Yeah. Okay.
You have a question for Danny?
Okay, yeah. Mm-mm. What are we doing?
Elliot messed me up on Granddaddy IU.
No, that's me.
I did not do anything.
Okay,
what are you
watching
tonight, Park?
You know she wants to go see. Well, let me shut up.
What we'll do after the podcast? Almost done.
What's this? Oh, here we go.
Uh huh. Why you get so close to the mic? It can hear you.
Yeah,
hey,
I miss you. I'm trying to see you at the...
What was it?
Well, say it again.
You weren't ready?
It's dialogue or music? What is this?
Oh, you're supposed to be the...
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
You're supposed to be the person on Encyclopedia Rap. Back. Here we go.
Dinner tonight.
You should know by that
Mace,
laugh.
Mace.
It was. You got it. You got it. You got it. Tell me what you want. See, even so Sam knew, man. Seriously. You can't name
it. Did I get it wrong? I got it right.
Something about you. I think it's time for us to close this one out.
No, we got like 5 more minutes.
Okay, what's another? I'm trying to think of an artist that I like that you hate, which is mostly everybody that I...
Egyptian Lover?
Oh, don't hear Egyptian Lover.
I was about to say, now that you've even said it.
Any of those really like electro West Coast classics. I respect them, but I'm not really rocking them.
I don't think it's true that you respect
Shackles?
Them.
Shackles on My Feet? What is that?
RJ's...
Yeah, put that in. Only one I like is the Ronnie Hudson West Coast People one with California, Knows How to Party, with example. I like that one.
Are you...
Yeah, what is this?
It's the
Why
leg.
Why are you gyrating?
Because it's my
Papa, would you dance to this?
Oh, I know the perfect one. OMG. You don't know anything about this. Don't say it. Or don't say it.
Right?
Yeah. I'm not going to do it all.
Here we go. No, that's not it.
Wrong version?
I don't know who does this song. Okay, wait, here we go. Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
What's that song, dear?
Wait, bring it back in. Egyptian Lover, right? No?
I said, what's the name of the
I'm
song?
A freak.
It's not quite the name of it.
You're a freak. I'm a freak.
Of hate and pain. I need a remedy.
I need
take
a freak.
Us from the rain. Yes! Jealousy. A little greed. I've been thinking of what I need.
I need a friend.
Okay, that's all Parker needs to know, really. Okay. Back over there, Miss Thingy, Miss Thingy.
I think we should play some Beyonce in the way out. That's Parker's favorite
music. Oh, Beyonce! Shout out to Mrs. Carter. What do you want to hear?
What's your favorite?
What's my
Beyonce
favorite? Beyonce
is cool. I like her outfit. She thinks so pretty, and plus, I love her. Bye bye.
Wow. Okay,
what's
wait. Let me
look.
Oh, I know the one we're playing, because then I get both of you guys at the same time.
Ooh. Oh, I can figure this one out easily. Oh.
Is that your jam?
Yeah.
You don't like this one? This was a summer banger. That's what I said it was. And everybody was on this, right? And a crazy video on top of it.
It was a little better than Bonnie and Clyde. A little bit.
She was bringing it. You don't need to be watching this video, Chastity. All right, I can't.
Wait, what's the one you like? The one played on
what's
one
the one you like?
Beyonce.
That's your. What do you know about that? See, this is why I'm going to have to talk to my sister. Really, it's gone too far.
What do you mean you got to talk to her? What
seriously, I'm going to have a conversation.
What's
I'm going to have
mean?
A conversation with Raquel Williams, and she knows who she is.
Why is that?
I can't even believe it came out of her mouth, If I Were a Boy. This is what I cannot believe.
The Poland version. Okay, the Justin Timberlake version. Matthew Knowles is taking all of them off you, too.
Intimacy.
What do you know about this song?
Commitment.
I'm not playing this song for you.
No, that's a lot. I'm working it.
Shh. This is your jam right here? And you're all smiling listening to it? It's shutting you down. That's your jam. My mouth is open. There's too much influence on the kids by pop culture. That's my new stance. You are our best. We're about to take a personal on up out of here, EJ. All right. We're being a bad influence on our niece right now. About to go see Hannah Montana. About to go see Hannah Montana. Don't scream like that.
She's the best. Okay, bye.
Elliot, we're cutting it out. We're cutting it out. Here we go.
Say goodbye.
Bye bye. See you next time.
It's a little thing called Take It Personal.
12.
Shout out to Parker Drew. Straight out of California. California love in the house today, ladies and gentlemen.
Peace.